Now, Joe Biden says he intends to visit both Northern Ireland and the Republic after being invited to mark the anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. The US President was speaking after British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak formally invited him to make the trip to mark the 25th anniversary in April as the pair held talks in San Diego. They met in Point Loma Naval Base. Mr. Biden said, "It's my intention to go to Northern Ireland and the Republic." Mr. Sunak told the President, "I look forward to our conversations and most importantly to invite you to Northern Ireland, which hopefully we'll be able to do, and also we can commemorate the anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement." Mr. Biden said, 25 years, it seems like yesterday. And the US President joked about Mr. Sunak's home in Santa Monica as the pair met following the announcement of the Arcus Submarine Pact. That was a military agreement between Great Britain and the United States. Now, already talk of where Joe Biden's going to go here. He obviously will visit Dublin. Will he go to Mayo? Will he go to Loud? Unlikely, I would say, that he would go to Kerry or come to Kerry. But we thought we'd play you a little reminder of the various presidential trips over the years to get you in the mood and ask you the question, do they still mean as much as they do or as much as they did when the likes of John F. Kennedy and Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton came to this country? Have a listen.
When my great-grandfather left here to become a cooper in East Boston, he carried nothing with him except two things: a strong religious faith and a strong desire for liberty. And I'm glad to say, that all of his great-grandchildren have valued that inheritance. Yes. Yes. If he hadn't left, I'd be working over at the Albatross Company. Or perhaps for John D. Kelly.
Needless to say, as the President of the United States, I have many responsibilities and many goals. Goals, not just personal goals, but primarily goals for our country. But I can assure you, the greatest purpose and the greatest goal I have, and the greatest purpose and the greatest goal the American people have, is to play a role to bring peace not only to America, but to all the world. That is what we want.
Hello, Dublin! Hello, Ireland! My name is Barack Obama of the Moneygall Obamas. And I've come home to find the apostrophe that we lost somewhere along the way.
Lord Mayor, I never dreamed I would be back here on this college green in this capacity, but I am delighted to be here, and I thank you. Tuesday night, before I left the United States to come here, I received the happy word that the Taoiseach and Prime Minister Major had opened a gateway to a just and lasting peace, a peace that will lift the lives of your neighbors in Northern Ireland and their neighbors in the towns and counties that share the northern border. That was the greatest welcome anyone could have asked for. I applaud the Taoiseach for his courage, but I know that the courage and the heart of the Irish people made it possible, and I thank you for what you did.
President and Mrs. Hillary, Prime Minister and Mrs. Fitzgerald, distinguished guests, and I want to add with the greatest of pleasure, I'll try Hach Jagail. How did I do? But on behalf of Nancy and myself, thank you very much for your warm and wonderful Irish welcome. We're beginning a mission to strengthen ties of friendship and cooperation among the world's leading democracies. It's our deepest hope and our earnest conviction that we can make genuine progress together toward a safer world, a more prosperous world, a far better world. to be able to begin our journey on this Isle of Wondrous Beauty with a countryside green as no other place seems to be. To be able to stand on the soil of my ancestors among all of you is for me a very special gift. I want you to know that for this great-grandson of Ireland, this is a moment of joy.
There you go. That is President Ronald Reagan, or was President Ronald Reagan, speaking on the occasion of his visit. You heard from Richard Nixon there. You heard from Barack Obama. You heard from Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan as well on the various visits. John F. Kennedy to 1963, 1970. Clinton's or Reagan's visit in the 80s. That was Clinton speaking from 1985. But of course, he also came to Ireland and came to Kerry in 1998. With me on the line to talk about that, and it's just occurred to me as listening to those clips of the presidents that it's the 25th anniversary this year of Bill Clinton's visit to Ballybunion in 1998. With me on the line is Frank Quilter, involved with that visit. Frank, good morning to you, and thanks for talking to us this morning.
Good morning, Johnny. Good morning.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think it still matters as much as it did for us in 98, or maybe back through the years, with US presidents coming, whenever they come to visit Ireland?
Well, I suppose, in all honesty, the involvement of any United States president in developments relating to Ireland, and particularly Northern Ireland, to so well established now, that's taken for granted. And at the same time, to indicate it was Clinton, really, with his contact with Bertie Ahern and with Tony Blair, that made the Northern Ireland, the Good Friday Agreement, possible. Like, he never stopped working on it. First, he appointed Jean Kennedy Smith as ambassador to Dublin, to Ireland, and sent Sir John Mitchell to chair the peace negotiations in Belfast. And it's also important for the American presidents to come here, because there's a very emotional attachment with the Irish diaspora in America. They came, there's up to 40 million of them there, and it was an emotional thing for them. So any visit, especially when they're president, like in 2016, Biden came, and in all honesty, Biden is seen as the most Irish of the whole lot here, because his 8 grandparents were all Irish. Like, he is 100% Irish.
Yeah.
He's
going to be spending 5 days here. He's going to go to pilgrimage to visit and talk about his Mayo roots. That's the understanding.
Well, I suppose Mayo, he's going to visit Mayo, because he was in Mayo. I was in a bar now the night Kerry were beaten by Cody's bar in Castlebar. I was there with Indy Kinney and Paul Galvin. If you were some weeks now, we arranged to meet Indy Kinney there. Liam Cody, that just drove Indy Kinney years ago. He went in there the last time he came to, in that bar. He went in 2016 for the vice president.
And yeah,
that always look over a political attachment and an Irish emotional kind of an immigration attachment, and Mayo was a kind of it was as good as Kerry. But I wouldn't rule out you coming to Kerry either, I'd be honest with you, Johnny.
You wouldn't?
I think if there's pressure, but under the by the power of the deal, because from my own place, he had mixed now, the man that was responsible for signing the Declaration of Independence was George William Petty Fitzmaurice. He signed it up in 1783.
That's right.
There's that attachment. There'd be a big attachment.
Well, I'd be calling him to go. If he goes to Lixnaw, he'll have to go to Kinmare.
Well, that's it to me, because our man designed Kinmare.
That's right. The Petty Fitzmaurices later became the Lord Lansdowne's.
And they were also connected with Killarney, with the Killarney estate and all that.
We've claims.
We'd be next in line to Mayo for a visit, and also because of the west coast of Ireland. And there's a rake of things. If the pressure's put on, if there's enough of a will. The razzmatazz for Clinton. Dick Spring now, to give him his due, initiated a lot of the golf trip to Ballybunion, because every time he went to the White House as tarnished, he used to meet Al Gore. He had to meet Al Gore because he was second command in America. But I heard the Clinton, he was coming to the room the whole time, and the first thing Clinton you say to him, Spring, say back to him, when you're playing that golf game in Ballybunion. So that's the thing that people never give Spring the credit for, that he played a big part in putting, as well as Clinton's attachment to Tom Watson and these other golfers, because He was to come in
95, I think. 95. He never made it.
He had to cancel it because of the conflict in Bosnia. And we were in College Green that time, and he addressed us from the club. We put up our belly button and banners that he'd come back for the golf game. But there was a pile of PR done in between. Mainly the media did it. They were putting the ideas into our heads to keep the show, keep the razzmatazz going, to keep it in the news, to get him here. And we had other people, there were RT people, Mike Burns and Tim Ryan, and them. Mike Burns used to do the foreign news one time from America. And they were kind of feeding us the we were amateurs, like, but they were telling us what to say and what to do and how to keep the
pressure on.
The pressure on, like, and that kind of antics kept in the news the whole time. And he came back and played the golf then in 1998. And there were several other players looking for him. Like, every place wants an American president to visit him, but it's a huge thing from a tourist point of view. Like in Mayor now, in our own place, like now, like in. When he comes into the county, no matter where he goes, the county.
As long as he'd come. Look, the important thing and the main reason behind this is celebrating, and also there's a job of work to be done in the north, which is be done right now to get things back up and running. So that's all feeding into why he will come and definitely is coming here and spending so long here, 25 years on from that unbelievable achievement of delivering peace to a troubled part of the country.
Yeah, and I can tell, and like there's several connections, like if we look at it, like the White House was designed by an actor, James Hoban, who came from Kilkenny, from Callan, Kilkenny, and around 1800, I think that was, and at the time of George Washington was president in America, and he designed it under the design of Leinster House. So, you can hardly turn anywhere without establishing a connection with the United States.
What kind of a welcome do you think he'll get wherever he goes? Frank?
I always think a Democratic president gets a bigger welcome than a Republican one, because their roots are more, like Tammany Hall was always pro-democratic, like, and the Southern states were democratic in the old days until the civil rights came in, like, you know, they turned from Democrat to Republican.
To Republican.
Like Clinton came from a Republican state, but in the old days they were the slave states in the old days, and they were Democratic, but they have switched. And I suppose the American networks, all the television crews in America, they help it too, publicity wise, like, and it types up the people here. Like when Obama came, like College Green was full as well. You know, I suppose there was 50,000 to 100,000 people in College Green for both visits of Clinton and Obama. Like, the Republican presidents wouldn't be able to pull out that kind of
I don't think the Bushes never came. They had no links really to Ireland, so they never came. Trump came, but kind of concentrated on a quick trip and went to his golf club in his golf course in Clare. That seemed to be the primary thing there. That wasn't really an official visit, was it? There was no speech or anything at the time.
Well, it was really official because there was thousands of guards applied over there to protect him. Like the whole place, you couldn't get near it, and it cost a fortune because there had to be the Irish government had to pay for his trip. Like,
they'll be paying, and someone gets in touch, and they'll be paying for this trip as well. Or that's the feeling, Jerry. What do we want Biden for? It will cost millions, and the people who need housing are more important. How would they feel? Asks Marie.
The only thing is, you get a pile of tourism out of it after, and if you were to pay for all that publicity to promote Ireland to tourism, make it to all the United States, and particularly the 40 million of Irish descent. You'll get it back that way, like, you know.
You're saying there's a benefit to it from that point of view?
Yeah, and the golf as well, like Ballybun, I know, got a big, Ballybun was going to get the golfers anyway, but every other golf club got them as well. When the golfers come, they don't come to play one course, they play four or five courses, you know.
Yeah, and that's it, they do, and look, Kerry Airport is, I think, the second busiest airport in the country for private jets, because of our golf courses and because of American tourism and the attention that focuses on it. I don't think Biden will be playing golf, but he'll certainly be here. He'll be here for a while. And you're making the case this morning, Frank, a trip to Kerry, a visit to Kerry.
Oh, Kerry should be second on the list after Mayo, after Dublin and Mayo. Kerry should be next. There's no reason why another county should be.
Okay, spot on.
If he stay in 5 days, he'll have time for it.
He'll have time for it. He will. Frank, brilliant stuff. Good man.
Norma Foley knows she'll be putting on the pressure in the cabinet to get him coming this end of the last entrance. But then,
well, she's in America at the moment, so I'm sure she's already working on it. Brilliant stuff, Frank. We'll leave it there. Thanks a million. Just want to announce that Frank Wilter there involved, of course, heavily at the time in Ballybunion and getting Bill Clinton to come to Ballybunion to play a round of golf in 1998, 25 years ago, this September, when he made his visit.